Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Arla, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Gimel and Yud Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned because of Shlomo Zalman of Zagasa Marasiyah V'Chayit Chayitzeim. They should be gebenched with a Sachat Salach and Siat Dishmai, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa, and Cult of Selah, and Bishchos, Esabas Rachel. She should be Zechra Fanzer Zivik Hagon, Bekar of Mamish. A Mishnah Gimel goes back to what we were discussing in Mishnah Yud Aleph. Do we follow the first thing or the second thing? So this Mishnah tells us, Kalim Shesachim Shemen Tame, Kalim that were anointed with Tame oil. So over here we're talking about leather utensils or leather items, and it was very normal to take oil and smear it into this leather item. It helps protect it and helps it last a long time. So this fellow had some leather kalim, let's say he had some shoes, and he smeared tameh oil into them. And then he went and smeared tahar oil into them. This was after he put it in the mikvah and he was metahar the shoe, took it back out, and then he smeared tahar oil into it. Or first he smeared shemen tahar into it, and then he went and smeared tameh oil into it. Rabbi Eliezer says, I follow the first thing that was put on it. And as he uses his shoe, he's walking around town, the oil that he had smeared into it comes out of the shoe a little bit, so the first thing that he had put in is going to determine whether or not this shoe is going to be tameh. If the first oil that he had smeared into the shoe was tameh oil, so now the tameh oil is coming out of the shoe as he's using it, and it's metameh the shoe. If the first thing that he had used was tahar oil, Rabbi Eliezer says, the shoe is tahar. Whereas the chachamim say, achar achrein, we follow the last one. And if the second oil that he put in was tameh, so now the shoe is tameh. If the second oil he had put in was tahar, according to the chachamim, the shoe is tahar, and we follow the chachamim. And moving on to Mishnah Dalet, continuing to talk about Siruf. So Arshal Truma Vishal Kele HaKerem Shenafel Osoich Isa. Here we have a Sar of Truma and Sar of Kilayim that fell into a dough. Loi Bezekedei L'chametz, Loi Bezekedei L'chametz. Neither of these has ability on their own to cause his dough to rise. Then it's Starfu V'chimtzu, and they joined forces together, and working together, these two pieces of Sar caused the dough to rise. Asa L'zarim U'matul L'kayhanim. This dough is Asar for non-Kayhanim, but it's Mutter for Kayhanim. It's Asar to non-Kayhanim because both Kilayim and Truma's Asar to non-Kayhanim. But since according to the Chachamim, these two things are not mitzvah for Isser, Kayhanim are allowed to eat this dough, whereas Reb Shimon Matir, Lazarim v'la Kayhanim. Reb Shimon Matir is this not only for Kayhanim, but for Zarim also. Because remember, Reb Shimon is Lashitasai, and he holds that two different Isurim are never going to combine together, and these are two different Isurim. We have one which is Truma and one which is Kilei HaKerem that's not going to combine. Even though the dough rose because of the two of them together, still, there's nothing wrong with this dough, and even non-Kayhanim are allowed to benefit from this dough. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Tes Vav and Tes Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.